RSN 927's Talking Horses with Joe McKinnon.
Terrific racing both in Melbourne and Sydney yesterday. Plenty to talk about with Joe McKinnon this morning. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Warren. How are you faring?
Going very well, thank you. And what a terrific day's racing it was throughout the Eastern Seaboard yesterday. And at Mare, very elegant. Champions show champion qualities when they need to, Joe. I think she had to draw on all of that yesterday.
She sure did. Wonderful mare, isn't she now? The winner of 9 Group 1s after taking out yesterday's George Main Stakes in Sydney. One of her better wins too, I would say, Warren.
Terrific race, a terrific tactical race. I thought Riadini, you know, took no prisoners and gave them something to chase. Actually, one of the highlights I'll talk about with Dean and Brendan later on, I thought the riding of Nashrawilla yesterday was just fantastic. And his ride on Think It Over to potentially try and close the door late on Very Elegant, I thought was outstanding. It's great to watch the likes of Nashrawilla and James McDonald, you know, on great horses and riding tactical races. And then it really becomes a great sporting contest. And yesterday, that's the way the George Main shaped up, and Very Elegant was able to prevail. And as you said, Joe, as she's done 9 times at Group 1 level now.
Yeah, quite amazing, her record. From a mare bred from a little-known stallion in New Zealand by the name of Zed. quite amazing. It's really seen a resurgence in his profile and breeding career. Don Goodwin is the owner and breeder of Very Elegant, and we're hoping to have a chat with him this morning. He's over there in New Zealand in lockdown, unfortunately, like many owners and breeders are at the moment and have been for a long time now. I'm sure it's quite frustrating to not be able to be there on track to enjoy these moments. But as we've said time and time again on the program, we're very fortunate that racing is continuing. You mentioned James McDonald earlier, Warren, and I think he has been absolutely instrumental in this mare rising to the state of the standard that she has, because she wasn't an easy horse, particularly to start with. She had a very wayward racing style about her, a pretty tricky mare, but he's ironed out a lot of those problems, and she's racing as tractably as she ever has, hence I think why she's now able to continue stepping up at that Group 1 level consistently.
Yeah, she's a lot more tractable than she used to be, and I think Chris Waller's got to take a lot of credit for that. Even Nature Strip also, who, you know, is still a fast horse, and he didn't win yesterday, but he's probably pacing himself a lot more and a lot better than he had done earlier in his career. And, you know, we sort of take it a bit for granted that, you know, horses go to the races and they race, but the trainers are such an integral part in determining the, you know, the racing pattern and the racing behaviour of horses. And when you've got horses of the talent of Very Elegant and Nature Strip that aren't doing everything right, that tweak that the trainer and the choice of rider, as you said, Joe, and the way that they're ridden just ultimately ends up making the difference. I'm sure time and maturity plays a role too, but yeah, trainer and rider are certainly integral in developing that within a horse.
Yeah, so it will be interesting now to see what transpires from here on in with Very Elegant. They're talking obviously about the Cox Plate and possibly another tilt at the Melbourne Cup, all going well.
Will be interesting, and obviously still we've got the, you know, the border restrictions, etc. So Mark Zara was partnering Very Elegant when she was down here for the Turnbull and the Caulfield Cup victories. That won't be the case this year, and I think Craig Williams already committed to Zaki, particularly next week in the Underwood. He got a suspension yesterday, Craig, but he's able to ride next Saturday and then take his suspension after that. So, yeah, it will be interesting to see how it all unfolds with Very Elegant. But I think in the short term, as you said, Joe, the Cox Plate is the main aim. And she's probably, if you look at her record, she's deserving of a Cox Plate victory, you would suggest. And that clash with Zaki and others in the Cox Plate will be one of the highlights of the spring. Shame that those races yesterday couldn't be cheered by packed grandstands. The shorts and the Very Elegant victory in the George Main would have brought the grandstand down, Joe.
Yeah, absolutely. That was an amazing edition of the shorts, wasn't it? There were so many storylines there. It was one of the most anticipated races of the day anywhere in Australia. Well, firstly, credit has to go to Eduardo. What a job Joe Pryden has done preparing this horse. It was billed as a mini Everest yesterday's shorts, with 6 of the starters lining up already gaining a slot in the $15 million feature. But Eduardo had the better of them yesterday and is a serious, serious chance now for the Everester, as Nasra Woola described him after the race. Compared to this time last year, he's a much better, more furnished type of horse. Nature Strip, albeit his second up record is never that great, was gallant in defeat, but I think Eduardo had him fair and square.
No doubt, and deteriorating track conditions might have played a role in some of the performances there. As you said, six of the horses that have confirmed spots in the Everest going around, and you know, hopefully on Everest Day we'll get more favourable track conditions for some and conditions that suit all horses. But that deteriorating track yesterday, Joe, probably played some role.
Yeah, absolutely. And what about the return yesterday of Rossfire after virtually a year off due to a very serious injury. Quite remarkable that they've been able to nurse him back to be able to race, let alone perform like he did yesterday. And to weigh in after the shorts, I think, was a tremendous performance by that horse. I'm hoping and assuming that he pulled up okay this morning. But James Kennedy securing him for his spot in the Everest, couldn't that be a fairy tale if he could go and win that?
Oh, he threw him into the deep end, Rob Heathcote and Connections, didn't they? First run back from an injury in forced break and on testing ground. So probably good that they've got a few weeks leading into the Everest for a few of those horses yesterday, because although it was over the short course, it would have taken a bit out of the sprinters yesterday. Just, that cauldron of, Eduardo and Nature Strip rolling along on the speed and stalking horses of that calibre off a long break. That was a big test first up.
Yeah, it sure was. And a bit about Eduardo as well. Not as high profile, I guess, as some of the other horses he was competing against yesterday, but he's no spring chicken, is he? He's now an 8-year-old, Eduardo, racing in fantastic form, a son of the Chilean stallion, Hope, and he's now the winner of 9 of his 22 starts at Warren and just under $3 million in prize money.
Had a great time with Joe Pride. Started his career down here with Sarah Shoker out of the Cranbourne base, and he looked a very good horse under those circumstances, and he was racing well, just plateaued to some extent, found his way to Joe Pride's stable, and as a big, strong boy that he is, he obviously now fully mature at his age, and Joe's done a terrific job with him.
Yeah, he has, hasn't he? Joe has a real knack, doesn't he, of training top-class sprinters to one of the more low-key trainers in many ways in Australian racing. But every season he seems to produce a top-shelf horse, and Eduardo will fly the flag for the stable in the Everest next month. So can't wait for that contest, which has really established itself now on the Australian racing calendar, hasn't it?
It has, and gee, it will be a great race if that was the dress rehearsal yesterday. Looking forward to that. And Joe Pride, you mentioned that he's a great man with sprinters. I'm going to have a chat to Joe later on, and I'm chatted to him before, and he said, I can train horses that run over a bit more ground. I remember Vision and Power being a terrific stayer. I think he just tends to have horses that are that style of horse, but I think he's a good man with any style of horse. And Dean Lester made an observation. He described him as maybe Sydney's equivalent to a Mick Price. He's a straight shooter. He'll tell you how it is, and if you give him the right horse, he'll get the best out of it. And I think racing's better for people like Joe that tell it how it is, and Mick Price, etc., and obviously a very talented trainer as well.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a great trainer, Joe, and many years ago, I remember when he was plying his trade with John Sides, who's now gone on to become the leading champion trainer in Hong Kong for a long time now. But I think John Sides has had a very big influence on his style and the success in his career. Still trying to get hold of Don Goodwin. I did speak to him, Warren, very early this morning, and he was very excited to be coming on the radio. So I hope everything's all right with Don. He's a great story. An older gentleman who we've had on the show a long time ago now, earlier in Very Elegant's career. So it would be great to be able to check in with Don and see what he's thinking. I know this morning he did say to me on the phone that he felt yesterday's win was the most exciting win of her career so far.
Well, as you mentioned, Joe, we have chatted to Don before, and he's been known to, in the confines of home during lockdown, enjoy a nice champagne, watching the races and celebrate. With the time difference over there, he might have got back on the champers already, Joe. He mightn't be able to speak. You might have got him celebrating again by chatting about it with him early this morning.
You never know. But he did tell me this morning that because of the lockdown, he can't go to his favourite little wine bar down the road for a celebratory drink either. So I don't think that's actually the case unless Lizzie's cracked open a bottle at home this morning, which most people have to do at the moment.
Highlights from yesterday, you've talked about Very Elegant and the win of Eduardo, Joe. Group racing in both Melbourne and Sydney yesterday. What else was top of your list?
Well, I think from a storyline point of view and a breeding perspective as well, the performance of non-conformist yesterday at Caulfield to secure himself a berth in the Caulfield Cup is quite amazing.
Absolutely, and chatting to Graham Begg later this hour to be looking forward to that terrific ride from Geordie Childs. And yeah, I know you love looking at horses, Joe. He's such a striking-looking horse, non-conformist. He's got that lovely, rich, dark coat. Graham Begg always presents his horses in terrific order. He's just a horse that really catches your eye. Great that he's confirmed that spot in the Caulfield Cup with 51.5 kilos, and great to see Graham with a genuine feature race contender on his hands there.
Yeah, and it's the backstory of this horse, I think. I did detect quite a bit of emotion in Graham Begg after the race yesterday. A meaningful performance by the horse too for his breeder, Danielle Henwood, who inherited the horse's dam, Good Thinking, from her father, Daryl, who decided to throw the towel in with the breeding game. And Good Thinking, a mare by Holbat Tiger, going on to produce Non-Conformist, who himself is a son of Rebel Raid, a very good South Australian bred and performed horse. But early on, Danielle did try to sell shares in Non-Conformist and really struggle. I bet those people that knocked back the opportunity then are probably ruining that now.
I would think so. So often that's the story, isn't it? Early days, you struggle to get rid of it, and you know the value of him now, and what lies ahead of him in the next month or two. It'd be great to be along for the ride with Graham and Sue Begg, and I'm sure that'd be a great stable to have a horse with Sue so hands on with the business, and Graham such a passionate racing man from an iconic family.
Yeah. Well, we've got some good news. I believe that Don, we've managed to get hold of him across there in New Zealand, and he's about to join us on the segment. Don Goodwin, of course, the owner or part owner and breeder, importantly, of the top mare, Very Elegant, notching up her ninth Group 1 win yesterday at Randwick in the George Main Stakes. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
Where have you been? We were trying to raise you on the blower. You weren't out having a champagne, were you?
You can't go anywhere in Auckland to have one at the moment.
So how did you celebrate the ninth Group 1 win of Very Elegant yesterday, Don?
With a bottle of wine. Bought from the supermarket.
Same, doesn't it? So no matter where, but certainly sweeter, I'm sure, after another Group 1. She's been such an amazing mare for you. We've spoken to you on this program before, much earlier on in her career. Can you quite believe that it's continued on with the success that it has?
No. You couldn't see the way she wins, how she wins, and she's just so tough, so tough.
Do you feel that she's getting better and stronger now, Don?
Yes, I do. And that tends to be a trait with the Zeds. They get better with age, the good ones anyway.
Well, there's no question she's absolutely flying at the moment. What do you think now will be the likely path her? I mean, it's pretty obvious what that will be, but what from your perspective would be the ultimate achievement for her for the rest?
Well, I can tell you the next three in my mind that would be nice to get: the Turnbull, the Cox Plate, and the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah. Yes, we've spoken to you before about that Melbourne Cup dream in particular. Yeah. It's obviously burning strong for you still.
Yeah, oh, yes. Well, every Kiwi in Australia, the Melbourne Cup is relevant, isn't it?
Yeah.
It doesn't get better than that.
No, that's right. And it's a shame for you. I mean, it's great to be winning Group 1, but you haven't, because of COVID, been able to be there at the track virtually at all, have you, for any of her Group 1 wins?
We saw the early ones, obviously. You know, Rose Hill and Randwick saw when the Oaks. That was Winx's last race that day, and she won Chris Wallace 99th Group 1, and the next race out, Winx won his 100th Group 1, so it was quite a day.
Yeah. Well, she's now a 6-year-old mare, very elegant, the daughter of Zeb. Since we last spoke to you, Don, how much has the performance of this mare at Group 1 level raised his profile back in New Zealand and changed his career from a breeding perspective, do you think?
Strangely enough, not much. He still stands at 6,000, and there's a few, the breeders don't go to him. They still go to the deer price, upmarket with their good mares. Just about every good mare he gets, he produces a good horse.
Yeah. Well, he's the mare that's very elegant out of Opulence. She's been a pretty good producer too.
Yes, she has. And I've got her older brother by 1 year racing today at Tiaroa.
Ah.
So I'm hoping to pull off a Saturday-Sunday double like we did 3 years ago when Very Flash won at Pukekohe in the Hānui Mile. And then Ellie came out on the Sunday and won her first race at Ruakaka.
Ah.
So that'd be pretty good. We can do it.
Yeah. Yeah. So what did you say the name of the horse racing across there in New Zealand today was, Don?
Very Flash.
Very Flash. Okay. Excellent.
He's and 1 year older. If he wins today, it'll be his ninth win.
Yeah, okay.
But he is not as good as his little sister, you could say.
But he still won you something like 8 races, is that right?
Yes, so far, yeah.
Yeah. And you share in the ownership with Nicholas Bashara in this particular horse?
Yes.
Yeah. And what of Opulence these days? Where is she? What are the plans with her for this spring?
She's at Grange William, and she's just foaled a colt on the 29th of August.
Okay.
So she's going back to Zed again, who I've got a shares in, going back to Zed again in the hope of a filly next year.
Okay. Very good. Do you think in your view, you talk about Zed not improving his commercial profile through the deeds of Very Elegant. It's a tough game, the stallion game, and all that big promotion those bigger farms do for their horses. Do you think there's still maybe a bit of a consensus that Very Elegant is a flash in the pan by Zed? Do you think that?
Well, not really. I think he was fifth on the size list in New Zealand last year. You know, he's right up there in Aussie, obviously, from what Very Elegant does. But, you know, ZM won almost $1 million jumping over there.
Yeah. Well, he's got a good one here in Very Elegant anyway, Don, and enjoying the ride, that's for sure. We really appreciate you taking the time to have a chat with us on the program this morning, and good luck for the rest of the campaign.
Well, it was a great win yesterday. Just unbelievable.
Yeah, and Chris Waller's done a great job with her, hasn't he?
Oh, unbelievable. He is. Him and James McDonald, although James thought she was a bit cranky yesterday, but she didn't appear to be in her room going down, but anyway, it was a very good ride in the circumstances, and it didn't go as was planned. And the rain came that wasn't planned for, but anyway, she got it done. But it took a very good horse to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And she might be better when she's cranky. Don, thank you for joining us this morning.
Are you telling me women are better when they're cranky?
That's a whole other segment we'll pick for a rainy day, Don. Don Goodwin there, Warren. Women, when they're cranky, or horses, maybe they perform better, maybe they don't.
I think I'm better to say nothing on that topic, Joe. And race 8, number 3, Very Flash, is the horse that Don was talking about at Tiaroa. Second favourite, currently $3.60 fixed odds. If people are interested in following that story, great that you're able to track Don down, Joe, and look forward to chatting again next week.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Warren.